About to tell you something, a maisa. From the Rebbe Rabunim. The king had a child, and the child was not moving in the right direction. Not following in his father's footsteps, the future king, like the father would aspire and would truly desire from his son. And the king decides it's time for him to spend some time outside of the house amongst the commoners, a few villages away from the palace. His life is not necessarily having the right hadracha on him, and he goes out. And months pass, and the king begins to miss his son. He wants to hear about how he's doing, and also look into the possibility of him returning to reunite with his father, the king. And he sends one of his sarim, one of the ministers, to go check on him and to see what he has to say and what his desires are. And he says, you know, maybe just find out where he is, stand there, see if he recognizes you, and see what he says. And the minister follows the orders of the king, and he finds the hangout that this prince is hanging out, and the drunkards that he's with, a disheveled building with ripped up clothing. Yet the prince recognizes him and he says, hey, you're the minister from my father's palace. I remember you. He says, that's correct. He says, it's been a while. He says, yeah. He says, I'm here to see how you're doing, to see if there's anything you need. And the prince responds with the following response that we'll get back to. I'd like to hold and get back to this story in order to delve into the response of the prince. Let's hold. Mirtz Hashem will return back to that. In order to fully understand and appreciate the end of this story the Rabbanim teaches us, I'd like to introduce to you a yesoidistic sugya when it comes to the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. But I'd like to enter it from a different angle. So Zakasha, it's a fundamental kasha. Rabbi Yisai, what is the source for Dalet Kaisis? So the Yerushalmi in Maseches Pesachim quotes a different group of opinions of what the source for Dalet Kaisis is. Many different options. But if you look in Maseches Pesachim in the Bavli, the Gemara never says black on white the source to have Dalet Kaisis and what the four corresponds to. Zokt Rashi in the beginning of Arve Pesachim on Sadi Tesem Aveiz V'lo Yichsu L'me'arbe Kosos Shal Yayin. Zokt Rashi Arba Kosos Keneged, one of the Yishitas in Yerushalmi, Arba L'shoin and Shogu'ula Amurim B'golos B'tzrayim. Pasuk in Parshas Va'era, Votesi Eschem, Yitzalti Eschem, Vigaalti Eschem, Lakachti Eschem. Parshas Va'era. Zot Rashi. There are four languages of Geula in Parshas Va'era. Later on, in Meseches Pesachim, when the Gemara introduces a very important halacha regarding the Dalet Kos, the Gemara comes back to the sugya of Dalet Kos on Daf Chuf Ches Amud Aleph. And the Gemara quotes a memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nafshim Chayavos Me'arba Kosas Alalu, Sha'af Hein Hayu Bo'os Anes. Nashim are obligated in these arba cases. Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso anis. Zok te heilige Rashi. Psachim daf kuf chesem eraf. Arba kosos. Shlosha keneged gimel kosos. Shenemer b'pasuk ze. V'kos paro biyode v'goymer. In the story in Parshas Miketz, when Paro is telling over the dream, the word kos with the saramashkim is mentioned what?
Three times.
And then we add on a fourth one because we have to betch. A blatant steerer in front of our eyes. Rashi, would you be please explain to us what is the Dalet Kosos corresponding to? What is the number four linked to? Is it the story of Paro? Is it the dream of Paro? Is it Parshas Miketz? Is it the Dalet Kosos of Paro's dream plus Kol Shel Bracha of Birkas Hamazon, like you say on Daf Kuf Ches? Or is it the Dalet Tzolot Rosh Hashanah Shagul, like you say at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim? A blatant stira, a massive kasha that one has to delve into in understanding this concept of four cups of wine. But Rabbi said the Rashash points out an even deeper kasha. The Rashash points out, who does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi think he is? Are you serious, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Are you really going to tell us with a straight face on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph? That what? That you are the one who came up with this idea that Nashim should be involved with what? With Dalet Kosos? Does the Gemara say beferish from a brisa on Daf Kuf Chesam and Beis? Ask the Rashash. Tanur Rabbanan Hakol Chayovim BeArba Kosos Halolu Echad Anoshim VeEchad Anoshim. It's already a brisa that says women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. Now, maybe you'll tell me Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It doesn't sound like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is just giving a rationale and explaining the brisa, because then he should reference it. It sounds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is giving an independent halacha. By the way, you might think Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gromo, right? Taisus talks about over here, we referenced a few times this year, where mitzvah says it, where Afein Ayubos Eidnes applies, not, where not, very important Taisus. But Rabbi Shulam and Levi is telling you, by the way, Afein Ayubos Eidnes, Noshim are included. Ooh, wah, Givaldik. I don't need you, Rabbi Shulam and Levi. I already know from Abraisa. And if you're just telling me a hezber, a rationale, an explanation, then reference the Abraisa. Don't rip it off. Don't make it as if you're the one who's introducing this, Frechter Rashash. It's Ton Hezber. These are two kashas, Rabbi Yisai, that I'd like to delve into, that I'd like to shed light. I'd like to be ma'ayim. So, Rabbi Yisai, in order to answer these kashas, we need to understand Dalet Kosos a little better. What is Dalet Kosos? You know, there's a Gevaldik Akasha the Mordechai. If we just have Dalet Shana Shagula, so why wine? So why wine? Why do you need four cups of wine? I don't know. So there's a lot of different Hezberim. There are a few different Hezberim, Rabbi said, that you could explain from Meseches Brachos. Perhaps wine represents ishtani liluya, and I'm in a growth process. I'm becoming greater. Like the Abtur Rav says, the Oiv Yisrael says, the Isiris that a person could have on Leil HaSeder is not the Hadraga. It's not like small steps. This night of opportunity, Rabbi Yisai, you can jump to crazy heights if you take advantage and you have the right kavonos. Ishtani liluya. It's a bracha of something going higher even after it's changed, even after it's squeezed. It doesn't go down to shahakal. It's not like Zeya Ba'alma. It's ishtani liluya, Rabbi Yisai. Or as Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, you know what the reason why we're going to take dafka 4 cups of wine and not 4 apples? It's because what? Chevra, Zokter Shlomo Zalman, open up a Maseches Brachos Ketzav Avarchem, Zokter Shlomo Zalman. He says this on the Seder. He says, because the Gemara tells us about wine. That what? Once you have what? How much? Tuvra migregar. The more you have, the more you want. The more you're in, the more you're driven. The more you taste, the more I want more. I don't get sick of this. I don't get fed up. Let's delve into Rabbi Yisrael, these sugyas, especially this year of Ketzav Avarchem, into the yayin, specifically the yayin, and what it represents and what it corresponds to. And hopefully that will enable us to be mishtane liluya and to be migragar, driven after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moshcheni acharecha v'narutza. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to taste you more. And I want, once I taste you, I want you more and more, Rabbi Yisai. Let's be proud of that. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, I have so much to say. And I want to have to go try and do the halacha part and the lumdis at a little bit of a quicker pace, Rabbi Yisai, so we can try and fit in into the limited time that we have everything that I'd like to find to speak about. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kof Chesam Ebeis Arba Kosas Alalu Tzarech Shiyeh Ben Kedei Mezigas Kos Yafe." You have to be Mezik Es Hakos. You have to dilute the wine. It can't be raw wine. It can't be unpleasant wine. Shasan Chai, what happens if I do drink it without the dilution process? What happens if I don't have that added mila of dilution? So the Gemara says, Yotza. Shasan Babas Achas, but if I drink it all in one shot, Yotza. I'm also Yotza. Then the Gemara says, Hishke Mehen Levonov Levnevei. So if I have my children also share with me with the wine, Yotza. In all these situations, you are Yotza. What does that mean? Shasan chai yotza. Says the Gemara, I'm going to explain to you. If a person doesn't dilute the wine, he's yotze. Amarava, yedei yayin yotza, yedei cheres lo yotza. He was yotze yedei yayin, he wasn't yotze yedei cheres. What in the world does that mean? Zokt Rashi, yedei yayin yotza, shasa dalikosos. No one could argue that he didn't have 4 cups of wine. He had 4 cups of wine. Yedei cheres lo yotzer. What does that mean? Zokt Rashi, Zokt Rashbam. It's not the best wine. So I can't call that the pristine, gewaldig, lechadchila, mitzvah min amuvcher oriented mitzvah. But if you ask me, bottom line, you come to the Rav B'dievid, I drank the 4 kosas. Rabbi, am I okay? Yeah. Next year, maybe we should have a talk before Pesach about mitzvah min amuvcher. Fine. Bibas achas. Rav amr yidei yayin yotzo. Yidei arba kosos lo yotza. So it's machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam over here, the details. Did you put it all into one cup or did you put it into 4 separate cups but drank it all in one shot? Here the Gemara says, you were yotzi yidei yai. I had wine. I had 4 cups of wine. Or I had the amount of 4 cups of wine. But I wasn't what? Wasn't the yotzi of the mitzvah of dalet kosos. Why? Because the Gemara in Pesachim tells us later on in Masechet Pesachim that there are arba tiknu, arba mitzvahs bifnei atzma, right? Ak dekakta di Ashkenazim, there's a machlokes rishonim, whether or not there's a bor pri agafen on every single kos in Leil HaSeder. We happen to pass in the Ashkenazim that we do make a bracha. The Sfaradim have to pass in not like that.
And that is highlighting the fact that it's four mitzvahs within this general takana of Dalet Kosos. If you drink it all in one shot, you drink it one after the other, even if you hold like the Rashbam, you weren't kind of that mitzvah. Chazal say, arba tekinu, arba mitzvahs b'fnei atzma. So what does it mean? Yideyayin yatsa. Talk to Rashi. Mishum simchas yontif. We know that there's halacha of simchas yontif, Rabbi Yisai. Bizman hazeh, unfortunately, we can't fulfill that mitzvah because we don't, as Tosfos says, the way to be mekayim mitzvah, the mitzvah is what? Through baser shlamim. We don't have baser shlamim, but we still have yayin. And that's why the Mishbura says there's a mitzvah to have yayin. And you probably should even have yayin on Chol HaMoed if you can. That's what Bir Halacha Paskets.
Today is like not, it doesn't do anything.
So it's not, according to Tosfos, it's not baser shlamim, and you wouldn't be mekayim it. There is still a mile in having it because there are other rishonim that hold other festive activities, not only meat, but our baser would enhance our simcha, but not, it would not suffice everyone's shita. Yeah, but yayin has not changed. Yayin is always the same yayin. There are other opinions, the shita of the Rambam, the shita of the Shagas Aryeh, is that you could even be mekayim simchas yontif, as the Rambam tells us, by buying toys for children, buying a nice dress or a nice sheitel for your wife, you know, something, jewelry. That's also, sharmine simchas is also to be mekayim. But Tosfos was not of the opinion of that. Many Rishonim were not of the opinion. The classic way was baser shlamin with yayin, like this man of the Bisami.
Saying that's before yontif or anyant?
Anyant.
Is baser shlamim?
You shouldn't buy it on yontif. You should think about it before yontif.
Baser shlamim only the meat from korban pesach or any meat?
No, baser shlamim is not even the meat from korban pesach. This is no gate to every yontif. Shlamim, shalmi simcha.
He says buy toys on Chol HaMoed.
No. Before yontif to give it to them. Befrat on pesach, you're supposed to get nuts and things to keep them awake, right? So that they should be aware. Fine. Rabbi Yisai, that's the opinion of Rashi, the Rashbam, and the opinion of Tosfos of how to read the Gemara. Simchas Yontif. However, when you open up a Rambam, you are Yotze Simchas Yontif. You drank wine, but you weren't Yotze, the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah says something entirely different. This is the Rashita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Gro. Of the Rif, I'm sorry. Talk to Rambam Perek Zayin Alachates. Chametz Matzah. Arba kosas alalu tzarech limzon asam kadesh tiyesh diareva. Should have a pleasant drink over here. Vaharevna. It should be pleasant. It should be sweet. Therefore, you should be moizig. You should dilute the wine. You should have it according to your preference, according to your taste buds. Below yifchos barbos and revirus yayin chai, and you shouldn't have less than a revius of wine. Shasa arba kosos elu miyayin she'eno mozug. What happens if I have yayin chai, like the Gemara says originally? Zokta Rama, yotze yedei arba kosos. I was yotze yedei arba kosos, but what? What was the Gemara's lashon? What was Argyris's lashon? Shosen chai. Ya yidei yayin yatsa yidei cheres lo yatsa. What does the Rambam say? Not yidei yayin yatsa. Yidei arba kosos. Yatsa yidei arba kosos. Lo yatsa yidei cheres. Shosen chai.
Rashi
said what? Yideyayin yotza, shashasa dalid kosos. Yideyayin lo yotza, kolomer einze mitzvah b'shleimusa. The Ram doesn't say anything about einze mitzvah b'shleimusa. The Ram says, yideyayin arba kosos yotza, yideyayin lo yotza. What is arba kosos without cheres? Is cheres the way the Ramam's getting to this idea of mitzvah min amuvkor that the other Rishonim were speaking about? Sounds a little different. Sounds like the Rambam's not saying the same thing. Let's go on. Shasa arba kosos mezugin. But let's say I have good quality wine. It's diluted. But it's babas achas. But I just drink it all in one shot. Says the Rambam, Yotze Yedei Cheres, you were Yotze Yedei Cheres, below Yotze Yedei Arvakosos. So there you had Yedei Cheres. Let's compare that to the other Rishonim Rabosai. Yedei Cheres, what do the other Rishonim say where the Rambam, fill in that blank. Instead of saying Yedei Cheres, what do the other Rishonim say? Yedei Yai, what did that, what, fill in the parentheses. What is that? Yedei Yedei? Simchat Yontif. Nachon? Simchat Yontif. Maybe we should give Shir in Hebrew. Simcha, I would like that. Simchat Yontif. Oh, maybe I can't. Right? Simchat Achag. Simchat Yom Tov. Is that the way they say it? Okay. Sounds weird. Hello, Yotze Yedei Arbakoisis. But you weren't Yotze Arbakoisis. Chaver, it's clearer from the next line of the Rambam. The Rambam is saying something else. The Rambam is not calling Simchas Yontev Yedei Cheres. Because guess what, Chaver? Simchas Yontev is the Elmin that applies to Sukkis, to Shavuos, and not just to Pesach. So it can't be that he's learning like the other Rishonim. And then the Rambam says, but you were not Yotze Yedei Arbakoisis. Vimshosa mikol kois mehen rubo yotze. Then the Rambam says, and how much do you have to drink? How much do you have to drink, Chevra? How much do you have to drink, Chevra? After this year, how much would you think you have to drink? With all the sugyas of Kiddush that we've done, Chevra? What's the shear of how much you have to drink? Not bracha achrona. How much? Mole lugmav. Why is it mole lugmav? Because that's what Rov Revius is. Right? You have to drink Rov of Ashir, Rov of Revius. So the Rishonim tell us, Mole lugmav, a cheekful, is Rov of Revius. Right? Good. That's not what the Rambam said. Is that what the Rambam said? The Rambam knows how to say that. The Rambam says what? Vim shosa mikol kos mehen rubo yotza. A rove what? A rove revius? A rove of a shear? No. The Rambam says a rove of a what? Kos. Derech Agav, if you're holding like the Rambam, Chevra, I'm warning you, you might not want to get the largest kos possible. Because you're going to be in big trouble in Leila Seder. That's why it might be kedai to measure your cups. Whereas what? If I'm holding by Kiddush, I don't care how much is in the kos. I have to know what the shear is. What's a revius? What's a malei lugmav, a rov revius? That's what Tosis tells me. Chevra, there's a machloikis, Tosis, and the Rambam. How much a person has to drink to be yoytze dalet kaisis? When the Gemara tells me these dinim, the shear, is it rov revius? Is it mole mulukbov? Or is it rov kos? That's debate number one. Debate number two, when the Gemara says yedeyayin yotza, the Rambam seems to say it's not about Simchas Yontif. There's something else going on over here. The Rambam holds what? If you have non-diluted wine, what? You were Yotze Dalet Kaisis, but you weren't Yotze something called Cheres. And the Rambam doesn't tell me that that just means Mitzvah Ben Amufcher. It sounds like something fundamental that's not there. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says something different than the other Rishonim as well. What's that? When the Rambam says that you drink all of them together, you don't split them up throughout the Leila Seder, Shasam Abbas Achas, Zot the Rambam, what? Yedei Cheres Yotze. Yedei Dalet Kaisis Lo Yotze. What's that talking about? That can't be talking about Simchas Yontif. So what's Cheres without Dalet Kaisis? What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? So Rabbi Yisai, I want to summarize this Briska Rav very quickly, but I want to do so with the following story. Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, Ahafla de Kamaisa. You have to understand, Chevra, how much we have to be Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Zman that we live, in the way that we live. There was a very hush of a family called the Soloveitchik family. And there were people in that family named the Briska Rav, and the Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik. And there was a time that they were growing up and they were facing, it was Erev Pesach, Chevra, and guess what? They didn't have enough wine for everyone at the Seder. So they had to make a cheshbon and they had to decide what they're going to buy. So they said, here are our options, this is what we can afford. Briska Rav said, we could afford
to get Chamer Medina, we can get some other type of drink that if you don't have Yayin available, we hold that you can make Kiddush on, right? We'll fill in the blanks later what that actually means. Chamer Medina, it's a sugi in Arbe Psochim, right? What you guys call schnapps, everyone else could fill in the blanks on their own, what that comes along with. Chevra and all the details of Chamer Medina and what the situation has to be. But whatever it is, or orange juice, whatever it is, a drink that's drunk at a festive meal, and it's not wine. So we can get that and everyone can have it. Or we can afford what? One person, one of us, at the Brisker Rav himself, he can maybe have the wine. But it wouldn't be an option for all of us. So what do we do? So came along the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he said the following. He said, if we can't afford wine for everyone, so l'chayra it's better that at least one of us should have wine. And should have the milo of wine. And not each of us to have chamer medina. Why? But we're not all drinking. What's going on over here? So said Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I'll explain to you. And this is the yesod that's in front of us in the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav explained that there's one mahalach of the Rishonim, of Tosfos, of Rashi, of the Rashbam, that are explaining all of these sugyas within the vantage point and the perspective that Dalet Kosos is what? It's four Kosos Shobrach. It's four Kiddushes. Usually on Yontif we make one Kiddush. But Chazal were metaking that at different stages we have to make four different Kosos Shobrach. But I look at it from the lens of Kosos Shobrach. So Mamela, the shear that's going to be required is going to be Rover V is going to be Mole Lugmav like a Kosos, like the din of Kiddush. Toysis on Tzadi Tesam and Beis at the beginning of the Masechta has a Tzad that what? One person could even be Moitzi, the Acherim. One person, the Bnei Abayis, perhaps don't even need the wine. The Vilna Gaon brings a Raya from Toysis and the Rosh to how to understand the words of the Braisa, Hishkamehen Levano Levnei Veso. When you allow the other people to drink, how do you understand that? Is that after you yourself drank a shear? Or is it that I could even be mitzarev other individuals to get a shear of Mole Lugmov? Which is the exact parallel, Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not if a person's making Kiddush Friday night, does he have to drink the whole shear? Or could I even be mitzarev other people to be out to the shear? Says the Gro, it's the same Shiloh, because Talad Kosos is what? Hishka Mehen, it's just Talad Kosos Shobracha. If that's the case, Rabosai, says the Brisker Rav, so Mimela Viz Rishonim understood, it's Talad Kosos Shobracha, so you have to drink four Kosos, that's it. And if you don't have Yayin Mazuk, so you don't have the Lechatchila and the Mitzvah Min HaMuvcher that you don't have by a Kosos Shobracha. There's a halacha in Perek Zayin of Maseches Brachos. I'm sure you all learn it at Ein Seder Chevra. And the Gemara says that what lichatchila, they're dinim of Kosos Shobracha. One of those dinim are that it should be diluted. It's a mile in the coast. So it should be diluted. So we're just following the regular rules of the regulations of Kosos Shobracha. And here, we just do it four times. Masha Enkin, Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam, had an entirely different interpretation to this mitzvah. This wasn't merely four kosher brachas, four kiddushes that we have to go throughout the Seder, in addition to that original kiddush. But there's another element, Rabosai, built into the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. And I could be Yotze, says the Rambam, Yedei Arba Kosos. I could be Yotze, that half of four kosher shobracha, but I'm not necessarily Yotze the chayris of it. You see, because the Rambam says in Perek Zayin that there's an element of Arba Kosos that's not just about recitation, it's not just about reading the words, it's not just about reciting the Kiddush ala Kos like we have every Friday night, or regular dinim of Kos Shobracha. Rather, the Rambam Perek Zayin Alach Zayin says, Lefichach, kishesoid odom balayla azeh, tzarech lecho velishtos v'umesev derecheres. Person has to act out and eat and drink like a free man. V'chol echad bein anoshem bein noshem chayev lishtos balayla azeh, arba kosos shel yayin. One of the chiyuvim of arba kosos that's given to the men and the women, says the Rambam, is not only to just recite the Aleph Kosos, not just to say a bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and to treat it like a kosher bracha, that technically the drinking is not as necessary, Chevra. The Gemara in Erevin has a lashon when it comes to the drinking. Why do you have to drink from a kosher bracha? The Gemara says, because it's a gnai to the kos. It's not essential to the kosher bracha. It's not essential to the kiddush. We had this. We spoke about this, Chevra. We spoke about this in an older sugya. Whereas when it comes to the Dalit Kosos, the Rambam says, Chayiv lishtois, dera cheres. That's how you demonstrate cheres. You're drinking wine. Ein poichsim mehem. So therefore, Rabbi Isai, because there's that added element, so the Rambam says you could have Yotzi Yedei Dalit Kosos, but not Yotzi Yedei cheres. You could have what? A yayin that's chai. It's not just a milo that's missing of kosher bracha. You're missing half of the essence of dalet kosos, which is the cheres element. You just have the kosher bracha element. So how can I say now that this is just like what? A mitzvah ben amufcha that you're missing. That you don't have the regular rules and regulations of kosher bracha. No, the Rambam couldn't say like that. It was only the other Rishonim that all they saw was a kosher bracha four times. That they could say, you're just missing mitzvah and amukhar. So if the Rambam, no, you're missing the cheres element. You have half a mitzvah. When a guy what? When a guy drinks all four of them in one shot, so what? He has the cheres element. He experienced, he tasted what it means to be a free man. But what? So if the Rambam, he also agrees. But there should also be four kosher shel bracha. But it should be aseder the Haggadah. It should be separate brachas that should be said throughout the experience of geula that we have chayav adam liris hatatzmo kiilu hu yotzim mitzrayim and have that darga lidarga that stage that stepping stone each and every mila and aliyah throughout the seder. So you're missing what? You're missing yedei dalet kosos. The Rambam doesn't say you're just missing simchas yontif. The Rambam doesn't say you're just missing mitzvah and amuvcher. The Rambam says you're missing everything. Another element. The Rambam held, Zakta Briskarov, that there were two elements to Dalet Kosos, and the Gemara was much more serious than the other Rishonim thought. And I don't necessarily take the entire prism of Kosos Bracha to analyze the Dalet Kosos itself. And I take that Lashon of Yedei Cheres very seriously. And therefore the Rambam holds, you can't just be Yotze with the regular Malay Lugmov and Rov Revius that we attribute to Kiddush and Kosho Bracha. The Rambam says over here, when you want to be a free man, when you want to experience Cheres, you got to drink a cup of wine. Now it's a din in the cup. Now it's going to be dependent on the size of the wine. And by the way, Rabbi Yisrael, just to point out, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down to Halacha. Shouldn't even have, according to the Bach Lechatchila, Mitzvah Man Amuvcher, you shouldn't even have Rov Kos. Your Yotze. It says, Rubo, Mikol Kos Mehen Rubo Yotze. What does Yotze mean? What does Yotze always mean in Chazal? Bidiyevid. What's Lechatchila, Chevra, Zok to Mr. Brewer, according to the Bach? The whole have the whole Kos. I drink four cups. And you're sitting there, and every Lamdan is saying, what? Where do we ever have a halacha that you have to drink more than a shir? What happened to the shear over here? And you're going to tell me my mitzvah is different than your mitzvah? Because this silver company actually added a larger gap in it and made a larger cup over here? Yeah. Because it's about the demonstration of cheres. And it's halach in the kos over here. And it's totally differentiated from the regular classic mitzvah that we usually apply. So Rabbi Yisai comes along, or Moshe Soloveitchik is summing up the whole briskarov, the whole yisoid over here. Comes along Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and he says, Manavshach. He says, if we're going to have Chamer Medina and we're not going to have wine, so we're missing this element, according to the Rambam, of what? Of Yedei Cheres. The Rambam says to drink wine to be Yedei Cheres. And that's why so many are makbid to dafka have wine when it comes to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Because this is not just the regular Kiddush halachas. This is the experience of Cheres. I don't want to get into the whole grape juice shaila chevra. In addition to the shailas that we discussed with Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv at the beginning of the year, chevra, this Leila Seder is going to be so gishmak. The karpas, the Borei Pri HaGafen, I'm so excited. And you're going to be excited. It's going to be so gishmak. It's going to be a chazara. And halodavar hu, it's mamish during chazara week. Pesach is in chazara week. Amazing. Karpas, Gevaldik, all these halachas. Thank you, Hashem. Rabbosai. But here, what was I just saying? But here, oh, you have to drink wine. Why? Because it's chayrus. Because it's chayrus. It's not the same grapes as Shiloh. I hate wine. I can't stand wine. I'm a one-shot rev. I try to add some wine to my grape juice. I try to. Why? Because it didn't. But I want to talk. I don't want to talk about that because you have what to rely on to have grape juice also. I'm not trying to get you guys nervous. But that's the element over here. So it's up for Moshe Soloveitchik. Achap Nifli. He's turned to the Brisker Rav, and he said like this. He said, "If we're going to have Chamer Mendino over here, so who are we following? According to the Chakira that we've just been addressing, Chaver, who are we following? Who? Which line of reasoning to suggest Chamer Medina is something that you could be Yotzei Dalai Kosis with? Taisus and Rashi and the Rishbam. This is Kosher Bracha. This is Kiddush. So said Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So, but anyways, we're not going to be Mekayim the Rambam's Yayin of Chayrus. So why doesn't the Brisker Rav just get his wine? Let him have the Lechatchila Dika wine. And let him, like Friday night we did last week, just like the Balabas got up and said Kiddush, let him be Moitzias in the Dalet Kaisis. Because you know what? It's not essential that each and every one of us drinks it. Because it's Kiddush. So Mamele, he could be Moitzias, just like Kiddush. It's only in the world of what? The Rambam. That I need to drink myself. That I need to feel it. That I need to have Cheirus. That what? That could only be fulfilled with wine. So Mamonim Shach Zakter Moshe Soloveitchik. One guy could at least have the mitzvah and amuchar, have the yayin, and have everything, and he could be yotze the Rambam. We're anyways going to be back in square one. Lefi Shitas HaToisus and Shaar Rishayim. Achap. Chevra, Maisa LaLocha based on this cheshbon. But Rabbi say, now I'm taking it into second gear. I heard from Rosh Hashiva of Shaar Yashuv of Yeager Shlita. And then I saw it also from Rav Druk, a Meyer Dika, based on this Yisayit of the Brisker Rav. Perhaps this can answer the Rashash's Kasha. The Rashash asked the Kasha, who are you, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi? Who are you to discover America? What are you, Columbus over here? Noshim Chayovas Vidalit Kaisen. Ooh, Givaldi. You ripped off a Bryson. Go down a few lines later, and you see, Noshin, Anoshin, quote the Brisa, for goodness sake. This guy should be kicked out of the college for plagiarism. AI, what's going on over here, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi? Shkoyo, you found such a zah. Everybody has AI these days. You got to know how to figure out not to get caught, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Alma de Shikre. What's going on with you, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi? Factor Ashash, what's going on? Plagiarism. Who's the first one on the Academic Integrity Committee? The Rashash. The Rashash and Sochem Nafkuches. The Rashash, Rabbi said. Academic integrity is something that's important, that we believe in. Sheker Achei Mehever LaYoyti. All of the Sheker is Bechant, is what people like now. What the Baal Shem did. What's in gold? What's enjoyable? What do you like? Oh, sheker. AI. No. Not my thing. Not my world. Not my flavor. Dr. Rashash, here's the plagiarism. What are you going to do over here? We're now sitting on the committee. We're dining on you. Perhaps the answer is right in front of our eyes. Shulman Levy was not ripping off a price. Shulman Levi was telling you what? There's two elements to Dalet Kosis. There's the element of Dalet Kosis that what? Dalet Kosis. It's Dalet Kosis Shobra. But I want you to also realize that Noshim Archayavos Lishtei Sesekos. They're actually obligated in the entire element, both duality, because of Afin Hayibosan. And they gotta drink a kos. You can't even be motzi then. They have to drink it, and it's gotta be kos oriented, and it's not a revius oriented. And it's what? There's two dimensions. Oh. Perhaps we see from the Gemara itself that there's two lashonos, that there's two elements of the Dalet Kaisis. And perhaps according to this, Rabbi Yisai, you can now understand why Rashi is quoting to us two Mikaros. Because if there are two elements, Chevra, if there are two elements, and even though it doesn't fit into Rashi the entire way, but perhaps Rashi is telling us that there's a makar of the kosho bracha, like the dalet kosos of the gimel kosos of paro, and then the kos of birkas hamazon, that we have to have a recitation of a bracha of four kosos. But then there's also what? The experience of geula. There's also the otzesi, the itzalti, the ga'alti, the lakachti, that you have to experience and not just say and make it like a kosher bruch, but you have to actually taste the wine. You have to grow from the wine. You have to understand that there was a process and a procedure over here through the four stages of the Dalet L'Shenesh Ge'ula that the Torah is teaching us and focusing on. So there are two makaris of Dalet and four when it comes to the kosos. Because there's two elements in the Dalet kosos. There's the what? The four kosos, klape the kosho bracha element. And then there's the four kosos when it comes to the what? The experience element. The cheiros element. And those are not necessarily learned out from the same source. And I could have had one with that the other. And I might have situations in Jewish history that I might not even have been able to afford and to be zeiche to one without the other. And that's the two sources that Rashi is giving us. And I'd like to, Rabbi Yisai, speak about that specifically this year. See, Rabbi Yisai, I had a chumash. As we open up a Parshas Va'ir, and we see the psukim, that these Dalet L'Shenesh Ge'ula are focused on things. There's something fascinating that I think needs emphasis, and specifically this year. The Psukim say in Parshas Va'era, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces the concept of Ge'ula to Moshe Rabbeinu and encourages him to go to Paro, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Vav, after hearing the cries of Bnei Yisrael, Lachin and Mor Bnei Yisrael, listen carefully. Ani Adonai Motzesi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, Vitzalti Eschem Miavodosom, Vigalti Eschem Bezro Netuya Ubeshvatim Gedel. Vilakachti Eschem Lila Om Vayisi Lahem Lelohim. So let's start backwards. Pasuk Zayin, Vilakachti Lahem Eschem Lila Om. I understand that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us to Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Torah. It's going to be a Maisa, Erisin, and Nisuin, a marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's mamish going to be a Velakach. I understand. V'go'alti eschem b'zro netuyu b'shvutim g'doylem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to perform Asara Makis. There is going to be a Ge'ula she'en kamo b'zro netuyu u'b'shvutim g'doylem. You know what I struggle with, Rabbi Yisrael, and I'm sure many of you struggle with? How do you understand the beginning of the Pasuk? L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael. Ani adoinoi. V'yitzesi eschem mitach ha'sivlois Mitzrayim. What is the difference between those two? Hatzol is going to come in and stop the avoido. But didn't you just say that? You're taking me out from the burden of Mitzrayim. Doesn't the article translate sivlos Mitzrayim, burden from Mitzrayim? So what's the difference between that and the physical burden of the avoido? V'itzalti eschem mi'avoidosom. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. After v'lakachti, pasuk zayin, v'lakachti eschem li lo'om, v'yisi la'em le'elohim, v'idatim ki ani adonai le'echem. What does the Torah repeat?
Hamoitzi eschem mitachas sibulos mitzrayim. If we want to sum up, which is the lashon geula, which is the spitz of the dal of the shanish geula, I think the Torah just said, "What is it, chevra?" Out of all of the shanish, what did the Torah re-emphasize? What did the Torah chazer? Hamoitzi eschem mitachas sibulos mitzrayim. Why? Kasha number two. Kasha number three, chevra. Moshe Rabbeinu argues with Parah and Parshas Vayera. He argues with Moshe, with Hashem, and he says, "Klal Yisrael lo shamu alai." Right? Sorry, the pasuk goes on. Vayidar Moshe ken al bnei Yisrael. Moshe goes on with this whole introduction, and he goes to say over the story to Klal Yisrael. And what happens, Chavra? Pasuk Tes. I just read to you pasuk Zayin. Right? You were at pasuk Ches veheveisiyeschem, the fifth. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes over, I daven Moshe ken al bnei Yisrael, the lo shamu al Moshe, and he quotes a ruach me'ad ovo the kasha. What happened there? Klal Yisrael what? Couldn't hear it. Lo shamu elav, why? Mikoytze ruach me'avoy the kasha. Good? Because they were burdened. It was too hard. Moshe Rabbeinu complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says as follows. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor. Bo al Paro. Bo daber al Paro melech Mitzrayim. Yishalach es b'nei Yisrael me'aretzo. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayidaber Moshe l'fnei Adonai l'emor. Hei b'nei Yisrael lo shamu alai ve'ech yishmeinu Paro. Zot Rashi zu achas me'asor kalochoy me'shem etoiro. Moshe Rabbeinu says an idea of Torah Shabbat Peh kalochoy me'er. Hey, Bnei Yisrael, lo shama alai. Why? The Torah says they didn't hear. We just read it, right? Pasuk Tes. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns back to Hashem. Hey, lo shama alai. Paro's going to hear. Good? Clever. Good Kal V'Chomer? I don't think it's a good Kal V'Chomer. Who is a Pirkan in Kal V'Chomer? Tomorrow says. What's a Pirkan? You just said it. Clever. They don't have Kaitzeruach. And Paro doesn't have Kaitzeruach. Paro doesn't have Oedar Kosher. Paro's on vacation. He's living in Florida. Paro's in Puerto Rico. He doesn't have coats of ruach avoid the kasha. What's my Rabbeinu's kasha? What's my Rabbeinu's kal v'chomer? I'm sorry, the pirchan the kal v'chomer. Cover one other pasuk. Vayidaber Adonai al Moshe v'al Aaron vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael v'al Paro melech Mitzrayim lo'otzi es bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayidaber Adonai al Moshe v'al Aaron vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael v'al Paro melech Mitzrayim lo'otzi es bnei Yisrael. What's he doing? He's speaking to what?
Israel.
To bnei Yisrael and to Paro to do what? Lo'otzi es bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. You have shot over here, Chavra? If anyone can just give me a pashut shot in any of these psukim that we just read, like what in the world is going on? L'chotzias b'nei Yisrael, you're going to walk over to the Jews and say you should free. You know, it might be kedaya to free yourself. To free. What do you want from me? I'm locked here. I'm in prison. What's going on? Zokti Rishalmi mikan l'shiluach avodim min ha-Torah. From here we have a tzivui, so to Yerushalmi, that you have to do Mishlayach Avodim when the time comes, in Parshas Bahar, when you learn the Parshas Avodim. You can? From this situation where, this is all a discussion for Paro. Go to Paro and ask him to free you. Meshech Chochma learns in this Pshat and Pasuk, because it's such a startling Yerushalmi, must be that there were certain officers that what? That were involved, like the Gestapos. That they were in charge. And they did have a certain regulatory, you know, authority. But they had to be spoken to and say, hey, go easy on them. Stop, let them go. There had to be members of Klal Yisrael that needed to be spoken to. But if you don't say like that, Rabbi Yisrael, how do you understand this pshat? How do you understand Lahaitzi is B'nai Yisrael?
Chaver, I want to introduce you to a new pshat. This pshat is of the Chidush Arim, and it changed my life when I saw this. And I think it's relevant to each and every one of us. You know, there's a Yadu Akasha, and many of them are forshim on the Haggadah has. It's a really strong Kasha on something that we do at Leil HaSid. And with this, we'll close all the Kashas that I just asked. And that Kasha is, why do you have the Maror after you have the Matzah? It's not in chronological order. First, we were B'Sheba Mitzrayim. First, we tasted the bitterness of life. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. So it would be more appropriate for us to what? To have the Maror before the Matzah. Okay, so the guys who learned Kids and Baruch Hu this year might have half an answer. Depending on if you'll like to play some Baruch, play some Sof. Very good. But fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, I was referring to the taste of a Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda, obviously. But what's the pshat over here? Why is the Mara coming after the Matzah? Well, it seems out of place. So if you look in the first page on Pehe of the Chiddush Arim, the Chiddush Arim tells us something about that emphasis that the Torah said. He doesn't highlight that the Torah repeats this, but with his explanation, I think that perhaps is pshat in why the Torah re-emphasizes that specific language of the beginning of the process. Hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim, goitzesi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. That reiterated phrase has nothing to do with burdens. It has nothing to do with work. It has nothing to do with the way we used to translate the word sangha. Chevra, I'm sure you've all been there, talking to an Israeli, and you're debating something, you're arguing, and then he goes and he takes those five fingers and he sticks it like a middle finger in front of you, and he said, Savlanut! What does he mean? Savlanut! Savlanut! What does that mean? Savlanut! When Israeli said, patient. Patience! Or in other ways, like, you know, be a savel. Mazer savlan. A person is a savlan in Hebrew. What does that mean? Be tolerant. Be relax. Go easy. Stop getting so uptight. Stop being so intense. Be a savlan. Savlanut! Patience! Stop. Tafsik. Savlanut. Get out of my face. Not the Chiddush Arim, that's exactly what the word sivlois is referring to. Sivlois. We're savel. We're okay. This is our matzah. This is our environment. This is our situation. We can get used to this. We have our connections. We have our representatives. Comfortable. Zok to Rabbi Nishalalam in Parshas Vayera, and he says, I got something for you, not for Pharaoh, for you, and only you. Like Yerushalmi says, Vaydaber Moshe el Bnei Yisro, Vayitzav me, al lohoitzi osam yeret Mitzrayim. Who are you talking to, the Neshach Hochma says? The Jews? The guys who are not with the whips? The guys who don't have the keys to the handcuffs? Yes! Because the only way Geula is possible, Chevro, is if you get this midah of savlonus, of relax, of patience, of being tolerant, of saying, I'm okay with it. I can do my thing. I can continue, and we can work this out. Zok v'heilige chidush arim. Ha-geula arishayna, the
beginning process of the Dalet L'shrei Nishol Geula, that we're drinking these Dalet Koyses are for Rabbi Yisai. When we get up to say Kiddush this year, the first Lashon is what? Is not just Kiddush. It's Haitzah, Misavlonis. I don't want this anymore. Chevra, wake up. So this is a Shisharim. Kol Zman Kishesoyuin Es Agolus. Anytime you have a mean of sablonus, of I'm okay with it, I'm patient, I'm tolerant of it, it's okay, we're comfortable, I don't need anything more. Forget about it. I can't do the rest, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I can't. You're stopping the Geula right now. It's the each and every yid that was struggling in Mitzrayim. Are you Savel? Are you a savlan? Are you comfortable? Are you patient with this? Or are you saying, Rabbi Sai, in the year 2024, Tufshin Peidalin, finally, enough! Enough! I don't want to just watch roll into chakras, do the moves and the strokes, and hear the stories about everyone else in Eretz Yisrael and everyone else that has a tattoo on their arm, putting on tefillin and wearing tzitzis. Where is your tefillin? What? Because I'm from? Because I went to it from high school. So I don't have to have this breakout that everything's happening over here on my side. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo's shaking up the world. That's called savlonus. That's called civilized Mitzrayim within Yiddishkeit. And we just sit here and we decide what we do. Like, we take orders. We all will have a little bit of this, a little bit of chakras there, a little bit of, I'm good Jew. I'm great. We don't have a Korban Pesach, Rabbi Yisai. We don't have half the mitzvahs in the Torah. We don't understand half of the words of Shas, of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What's my Iker and Tefillin in life? Just to make millions? That's the way Geula is going to come? How much more do you want the Rebbeinu Shlomo to shake you up? How much more do you want to say? It's not about Ahmadinejad. It's not about Iran. It's not about Tehran. It's not about Hussein. It's not about Biden. It's not about Arafat. It's not about anyone in our history. It's about you. You start the process of the Dalet L'shrei Nishol Geula. When you say, "Tuh, enough of this galus. Enough of this lifestyle. I need meaning. I need connection." And it doesn't have to do with a location on the globe, Chevra. I could have Geula right here. Even in Mitzrayim, they sat and they ate Leil HaSeder. Chasam Sofer has arichas about it. The Morei Naim has arichas about it. Because you could be in the Gematz of a Geula wherever you are. When you just say, enough. Enough. You don't have to have a tattoo on your arm to start being mekabel like those Jews that are now lighting their Shabbos or being Shomer Shabbos. You can apply it to your own life. And Seder means something. Be kameya itim, having a chamrutza, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing chesed, mamish, for the right reasons. Could make a difference. Could bring the Ula. Oitzi mechem es harotzon lisbol es Mitzrayim zon chidush avim. Ve emes beinechem es hagolus sholotuch lo ov lisbol also. A person hears the word Mitzrayim. A person hears the word Shemayna Esrei that I don't think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shahakol that I don't think. Shahakol mi Eben Baruch. I don't change my whole mahalach of the brachas. The opportunity that we have, Rabbi Yisrael. We spoke about it yesterday. Every davening is a therapist session with the Rabbi Nishalai. I don't want to just do it because I have to. I want to do it, Rabbi Yisrael, because I'm sick and tired of this life. It's such sheker achayim. It's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov said. In the Zman of Ikvus of the Mashiach, what is going to be Bechem, what is going to be so favorable, what is going to be Yafeh, and look so nice and so desirable, is going to be what? Sheker Vehevel. Sheker Hachayim Vehevel Hayofi.
don't think the Baal Shem Tov could have imagined what we live in right now. I heard from Rav Shor Shlita, the raya that Mashiach is coming any second, Chevra, is because every other generation, Sheker, I told it to you already, Sheker has a key. Sheker has epis, something that has the ability to last. If there's no Miktas Emes, then Sheker can't even be Kayim. AI is cool Sheker. Marba Mavasar says, Rabbi Yisai, says what? That one of them robes said to his father. The father came to him and he said, what did you see in your dream? And he says, Oylam ha-fakhurisi. I see a world that's topsy-turvy. So don't just walk around and say, oh, funny. You know what the Veld is doing? Chevra, are you one of them? Chevra, all of Purim we were talking about what? One Yisoy. With all the, forget the LeBron James and everything else. But deeper than that, Chevra. In my Yiddishkeit, am I for Goyisht? Am I just keeping Jewish practices, but Be'etzem, Mamish, or Shavah B'Shavah? Am I Savel? Am I okay? Or am I like those speeches that you heard? Those unbelievable, inspiring speeches and WhatsApp that you all were able to witness. And I'm actually taking it into my life and I'm saying enough. Or am I just everyone obsessed with bodybuilding? Oh, we gotta be like Athens, Greece. Everyone's gotta work out and be involved with the goal. Chevra, do you understand what's happening? The Chiddush HaRim is telling you, your neshama is trapped. Your neshama wants out. Rav Chaim Elozner said, it's dying, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending these messages to become neshamadik, to get into a generation that's going to be l'man das kol amei haaretz, ki Hashem u'elokim. What's going to be in the epis of the Mashiach of Bekar of Rabbi Yisai? Might be in a few days. Everyone's going to be what? Recognizing Hashem. That's going to be cool. That's going to be in. That's going to be the geschmack. Who's going to be accepted? Who's going to be popular? Everything's going to be looked in the goggles of a neshama. You know, Simcha Bonim said, so similar to this idea of the rim. He said, when that king, that father, sent that minister out to find his son. He says, so how are you doing? How's everything going? He says, is there anything I could do for you? He says, you know what, actually? That's nice of you to ask. You know, actually, my shoes over here, there's a hole in like the bottom of the sole. Maybe you should get me a pair of shoes. I'm like, all you're at, the socks are like a little bit torn. It's like hard out here. It's very muddy out here. It's like, okay, anything else before I go? While you're at it, just bring a bottle of whiskey back. But, you know, just once you're coming anyway, just bring a bottle of whiskey. Comes back to the king. He said, what did my son ask for? What happened? He said, he asked for a pair of shoes. He asked for a pair of socks. And the king's thinking, he couldn't ask to come back to the palace. And he wasted. He asked for a stinking pair of shoes. He asked for a pair of socks when he had everything in front of him. And he could ask for Malchus. He could ask for the kingdom. And what do we focus on? That's a world of what? Of a prince saying, I'm Savel. I'm good. I got my buddies here. We drink together. Sometimes our shoes get dirty, but we're okay. We'll patch up the holes. We'll move on. That's your focus. You think Geul is possible like that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what? You start the process. You start and raise the first coast. You make the first l'chaim. You decide to get out of this matzav of savlanus. Savlanut, patience. No. That's what happened. There was an awakening, Chevra. That's what it means. Kadosh Baruch Hu started, I believe, the Dalit Lashonis Shel Geula started this year. We're in the middle of Dalit Kaisis.
And he's holding on before it's Ve'oitzesi. Before he takes care of the rest. That what? We have nothing to do with. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's got to bring in his unbelievable Koichus and his Roya Netuya to take care of the rest. And Mirtz Hashem, it should be Vekarv. But Chevra, we got to do our part. We got to stop being sublime, stop being so cool, so chilled, so relaxed. I'm not trying to make anyone anxious, Chas V'Shalom, or nervous, Chas V'Shalom. That's not what Yiddishkeit is. Yiddishkeit is about simcha, it's about cheirus. But it's about putting priorities. It's about what's real. It's about when you're in that matzav of avdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mikan Zot Yerushalmi, with mitzvah shiluach avodah. You were the first one to free. With your own lack of sivlois mitzrayim. Sivlois is not burden. Sivlois is sablonos. Is tolerance. Is patience. Is pet. I hate the golos. I hate having these other hashkofes and ideals around. I'm sick of it. Okay, I understand. I'm limited. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts me in the golos right now. I can't start implementing things. Bezdin's not around. But what's your desire? What's your rotzen? Has anyone ever actually thought of the bracha that you say three times a day? Hashiva shofteinu kivrishonu diyotzenu kivatchilu. You ever think about that? Yeah? You ever think about it? I want Dalad Mises Bezdin? I want Hasra? I want Malkus? Yeah. Because I want Hashkafas HaTorah everywhere. I want that it should be the norm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I shouldn't be clashing with you anymore. I shouldn't live this in this other reality. And faking my life away. I want to be awakened. I want to get out of Sibylus Mitzrayim. I want to be on one of those WhatsApp videos and say, I am a neshama, and I'm going to start following that neshama. That's what this year is, Chevra. We might not be avodim anymore, but are we not meshubud? How do you get out of shibud? So Chassam Sofer tells us, shibud, meshubudim, hayinu, eventually we might have gotten out physically. We still would have been Meshibah. Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Mabasra, tells us there's one way, Ksubis, how to get out of a Meshibah. Hekdish ma'adiyah midei Shibah. When a person is makdish his life, when a person sets up his life with a Hakadosha, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm here to live you. Every aspect of my life, my parnosa, my relationships, my marriage, my... it's all on the track of hektish, being makdish. Kodshim is not something that's foreign for me. I want to be a kodesh. Kodeshim to you is something that's on my mind. That's my fear me the shibud. That uproots the concept of shibud in our lives. So the Sfasemis based on the other shibud comes. Half of a fella based on his grandfather, Kedusha Rin. But Tzisi Eschem Shamati from his grandfather, Me Adoni Ovi Viskeni.
And what did Isaac ask so beautifully? What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Is it Pir Chaim Moshe Rabbeinu's Kal V'Chaymer? They had Avoy the Kosha. They lo shamu mika Avoy the Kosha mikoy Tzeruach. What the answer is, Chavra? Very simple. Chidush Arim. Once you understand what the interpretation of Sivlos Mitzrayim is, that I accustom myself to a certain culture, to a certain patience and tolerance towards a certain lifestyle. You don't even know what you're missing. You don't even know that you're working. You don't even know that you're an Eved. This is just the way things are. Hey lo shamu elai. Echish me'eni paro zot ha'mesh rabinu. Him and Paro on a certain level are really the same. They're equals. And you know what? Paro is what financially lose. Paro's going to lose his whole empire. Why would he give in? If they don't give in, how is he going to give in? You're going to ask me a piracha, Isaac. No, they don't hear because of Avodah Kasha. They don't even know about that. They're Savel. They're Savlonim. They don't even know they're Avodah.
They don't even introduce them. They're tolerant of it. That's the halach yelech. That's the way I coast through life. I cruise through life. It's okay. And I think they're living the ideal lifestyle. The answer is no. We all have to wake up. We all have to appreciate. We all have to ask for malchus. We all have to realize that we're that prince and that tsar is coming and Eliyahu HaNavi comes to our doors. And what do we ask for? Malchus. Stop being savlonim. Enough is enough. Genugt. Golus, it's too much. It's late, Chevra. It's very late. But I just want to end. I mean, we all had so much chizik this year. We all had so much inspiration that we've seen around us. But have we really applied it to now be moitzi ourselves from that saveh? You know, it's a little bit as if I speak to myself, like because I'm from already, I feel like a little bit of a disadvantage. And I'm a little jealous of that guy, Yehuda Becher, who, wow, singing that song, Chevra, that I read one place that he read this, he wrote this song. You know what song I'm talking about, Chevra? That boy that was wearing the tank top. Elokai Neshama. Why is it that the Rabbeinu Shalom asked us all to see that? To see this holy Yid that drove to the Nova Festival. And what is he singing? What is on his mind before he knows about where his life is going to be? About what's going to happen and transpire in the next hour? What is he singing? Such a beautiful song. Not because of the tune, Rabbi said. If you would have sent it to me a year ago, I probably wouldn't have liked this song. But I'm in love with this song. You know the song, Chevra? Elokai, Nishama Shenasata Bi. Can't do it justice. You gotta learn the song. It's not working. Oren, help me. First time in YU history. Get on to Yehuda Becher. Search in his song. Nishama shenasata bi Teorani. Chevra, you gotta see this video. You all saw it? The guy in a tank top driving right before the festival, and he's singing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a neshama like we say every morning, but we don't think about it. He's about to get killed. Wake up, Chevra. Why was this going viral? Why did Hashem send this? Because that's exactly what all this is about. We want Kahula. Keep going. Gorgeous. We have to start saying Elokai Neshama with this niggin, with this tune. Ata yitzata, ata nifachta. That's what the Kahula is going to be. Seeing things through the lens of Neshama. Being more neshamadik and breaking yourself from the siblis mitzrayim. That's the next time we're going to meet Yehuda Becher.
That was his last statement to Klal Yisrael. Such a holy yid. You don't have to have a tattoo or be a member of the Nova Festival to chop the message of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's time. We went through enough this year, Chevra. It's time to break our practices. It's time to break our sivlois. It's time to change our ways. Beautiful. I want to give you all a bracha. I'll send out this v'nigin when my phone starts working. Chaza v'nigin. Listen to this before Pesach, Chevra. Implement it to your Seder and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula, for the Aleph. The Aleph that we've been speaking about all year. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Vayikra with an Aleph, not Vayikra with a Hey. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Aleph that the Kluger writes, Plos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Plos with the Aleph, his Oseo is Aleph in Mitzrayim. He wants you to recognize him. Every single scud, every single missile is what? On an Erdoif, Asig, Achalik, it's all Aleph's of the Baal Shem Tov. Person has to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us from every single situation. We have to respond with the call and break the only thing that we have to break. The first Lashon of the Geula. The Sivlois of Mitzrayim. That we have to realize that we could be better. We could be more committed. We could be more excited. We could be more connected. We can make a real relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, our neshama, could be what's yearning for Shamayim, the driving force in our life and every decision of our lives. So let's dedicate ourselves. Everyone else has done it in Eretz Yisrael. People have committed themselves to Shmir Shabbos. People are committing themselves to Talis, to Tefillin. What's your commitment? What's your step? At this Yom Tov of Geula, that Emir Tzah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring, the Nisan Asidim Ligoyim.